Okay. Vinny Conley? Vinny Conley is. Yes. Okay. Yesterday we started to discuss this issue of Sukkah Diras Keva, Sukkah Diras Harai, and we saw some other Gemaras, and the idea that to some extent perhaps Machlokas is more limited than we thought. We saw the Rachlaner, who kind of said that, well, what one man's Sukkah Keva can be another man's Sukkah Harai, in plain talk, right? But still, we do find the sheet of Rava here, that Rava says that a Diras Harai, a sukkah can't be more than 20 amos because that's not a diras harai. You need a diras harai. And Yehuda says, no, it's a diras keva. That's already, it's okay because you can have a diras keva. And we discussed a little bit, you must have or you can have. What I want to look today is just at some of the basic rishonim on this sugya, because, and I have a little difficulty, we'll see if we can work it out together, with basically the idea that we would have thought that the term diras harai, as opposed to diras keva, is something in the heftz of the structure of the sukkah, right? I mean, I would have thought, you know, plain English, a flimsy structure was a diras harai, a stronger structure is a diras keva. We can argue how strong, how flimsy, but that's, you know, that seems to be, it would seem to be a definition, you know, regarding the structures. It's strong enough to stand, you know, withstand certain winds or forces of nature and so on, or not. That's how I would have said it. But yet, what emerges from the Gemara, at least according to Rava, is that that is not what it, how we define a diras harai and diras keva. We define it by its height. In other words, it's a matter of the sheer of the height of the sukkah. So it's a little bit of a jump, so to speak. I think. No, am I? You know, it's, I think when we take a, sometimes you have to take a step back and look at what's being said. If you would have asked me before we ever learned anything, what's a diras harai, what's a diras keva, I would not have necessarily defined it by the height. You know, I would have defined it as a din in the structure. And you could argue that, well, no, okay, it's a din in the height because that's a structure. Right? But you see from the Gemara, it's not so, because the Gemara seems to say that mechitza shal bayis, that was Abaye's objection. Right? What was Abaye's objection to Rava? He said, according to you, that has to be a diras harai, and that's why the chacham impossible sukkah that's higher than 20 amos. So how come it's mechitza sabar is all good? Because, you know, that should be no good, because that's a diras keva. So no, so Rava answers, no, it's not what it means. It, as long as, theoretically, it's possible to build it. But once you introduce that, quote-unquote, theoretically, statement of Rava's, now we're dealing with a din something more in the sheer than the actual metzias, if you will. You follow what I'm saying? Makes sense? In other words, according to Rava's conclusion, the Abaye's objection was a strong objection. So Rava said, no, we're dealing not with the Metzias so much. The Metzias, it can be very strong. It can be Kevah, can be Mechitish Kabaiza, made out of steel. Okay? But if it's less than 20 amos, since theoretically you could make such a structure out of, you know, out of flimsier walls, so that's already, you know, not a problem. You know, the question is how we know that. The Gemara's last couple of lines is Lamala Mechafama the Adam Osa Diras Keva Keva Diras Harai Nami Lonaf. I'm sorry, it's not the wrong place. At four lines in the Gemara. Ad Chafama the Adam Osa Diras Harai Keva Diras Keva Nami Nafik. And Lamala Mechafama the Adam Osa Diras Keva Keva Diras Harai Nami Lonafik. Right, it's a matter of the height, the shear. So how do we know that? So Rashi says something which, you know, we saw it a couple of times. We looked at it, but, you know, ostensibly, it's a little bit difficult. And I don't fully understand what he means, so let's look carefully at the words of Rashi. Ad esim ama the adam osim shapir dami devada yesh bichlal keva arai. Every permanent structure has in it an impermanent structure, because it's a permanent structure, a diras keva is a diras arai plus, right? It starts off with, you know, flimsier beams or whatever, and you put more of them, so it's stronger. So every diras keva has a diras harai in it. Behare asa ketara, and basically the person built the structure like the Torah said, except he added to it. Al karchach lo hitpida tara la harai el shem shir. Evidently, the Torah is defining harai by the shir. Lo seis lecha shir begova shdei chol amad dei sedos harai. Rashi, I think, is bothered by what Rashi is noticing is what we're noticing. That where's the jump? How do we get from the ordinary definition of Diras Arayin and Diras Keva to saying that it's a matter of the height? L'chor Abaye is correct. Abaye says if you're interested in a Diras Arayin, so then I don't care what the height is, look at the Mechitza. Mechitza or Barzah should be no good. Yeah, Mechitza Barzah are good. I mean, if that's true, Halacha, we'll have to talk about some later in the week. Whether that's true, Mechitza or Barzah are good automatically and so on. Okay, but anyway, we'll get back to that. But that's the assumption, right? The assumption is there's no dinim. The assumption is there are no dinim in terms of the finals, right? So that's the case. I think that what Rashi is bothered by, what I believe Rashi is troubled by is this issue of kind of the jump from what we assume Diras Arayin, Diras Keva should be a function of the strength of the structure to saying it's a din in the shear. So Rashi has this unusual expression, Yesh Bechal Keva Arayin. It's reminiscent of Yesh Bechal Masayin Mana, right? If I included in $200 is $100. It's $100 plus. So Rashi's saying is that a Diras Keva is Diras Arayin plus. I'm not sure I fully understand it because Lamaisa, I mean, you look at this structure, it's a Diras Keva. Right, so the fact that it contains within it also some, you know, if you take out some of the beams and some of the posts, so it'll be weaker. Okay, but right now it isn't. But I think that Rashi says that Lamaisa, once you've done what the Torah says, you built the Diras Arayin. I'm just going to make a suggestion. I don't know if it's right. The truth is, the Achronim try and figure out what Rashi means. The Svasemis has this idea. If you took away some of the beams, then they'll become a Diras Arayin, right? Because you'll be left with a Diras Arayin. So Diras Arayin is hidden there. Perhaps it's if we understand what the Torah wants, Masukas Teshu Shivisom, what we discussed yesterday, that the building is fit for 7 days. So, tak it is. It's the Diras Arayin is there. And if you take away these beams and some of the supporting structure made into the Diras Keva, it would still be a Diras Arayin, meaning that the Torah never told us, don't build the Diras Keva. I'm sorry, don't build the Diras Keva, right. It told us, build the Diras Arayin. He did. He built the Diras Arayin plus. I admit that it's difficult, but that's how Rashi seems to understand it, and that's why we make the jump to say that it's not a din in the physical structure, but rather a din in the height. When it's above 20 amas, then it can't be a Diras Arayin anymore. So that's what Rava says is the Sheet of the Chacham. Okay, that's a Rashi. I admit, as an answer, I'm not really convinced that. So Semes and others try and grapple with it, but that's how Rashi understands it. Hidden in every Diras Keva, Diras Arayin. So therefore, that can't be, with Lamaisa, if you're going to passel, the upshot is, if you're going to passel this, any sukkah, because Diras Keva, you have to passel, every Diras Keva has a Diras, you'll never be able to passel Diras Keva, because it's always got a Diras Arayin. That can't be the dividing point. That can't be what the machlokes is about. It's got to be about something else, namely the height. That's how Rashi says. We'll see you shortly in the round number 12. But let's look at Tosus on the page, the last Tosus. Ki avalei Diras Keva shabbat. I think that Tosus does not agree with this idea of Rashi. Okay, even though it's not presented in the standard Rashi Tosus Machloka, it doesn't say Pirush HaKuntres and Vikashe, but I think if we look at Tosus carefully, last Tosus on the page, we'll see that Tosus does not agree with this Yesh, Bichlal Keva Arayin. First of all, Tosus says at the beginning, Ki Ovid Leidiris Keva Shabbat. I mean, the Afal God, the Yesh Lefarish Kroba, Diris She'en Ru'uya, El Shiva Lemute Keva, even though, and that's, again, Tosus is clearly bothered by the same problem that we're bothered by. Or the other way around, because we're bothered by the same problem Tosus was bothered by. Okay, and Rashi. Namely, you could interpret the pasuk that Adira She'en Aruya El Shiva is Lemute Keva, okay, which would mean, as Abai asked against Rav, then Mechitza, so Bayez are Sukkah, Mechitza, Bayez are also be no good, and yet we say they are good. So Mashmalei, nevertheless, Mashmalei Kro, the Asa L'Shi'ure, La'uruya L'Chamidas Gova, Komar B'Sukkah She'efsha L'Asa Zarai. Okay, that's his interpreting the Gemara. But he avoids the use of this idea that Vada Yesh Bechal Kev Arai. He's saying that's how the Pasuk is. He doesn't say why exactly. We'll try and get to the end. But Tosus here is simply explaining how we read the Gemara. I'm just noting that he doesn't explicitly dismiss Rashi, but he doesn't quote it either. So I think that he's going a different direction. He's saying that, yes, it's coming to tell us the definition of Arai based on the height, right? Which is what the Gemara is saying. Now, Tosus then asks Akasha. Vimtoma, we'll come back to this issue in general, but let's read in Tosus now. Vimtoma, Rekeva, the Lochashin, Ashtay, Rila, Sos, Arai, Vyapo, Pisho, Sos, Akeva. In other words, all you need is theoretically, getting back to that word I said at the beginning of the year, theoretically. It has to be theoretically, at this height, you could have made it into a Sukkah Sarai, as opposed to above 20 hours. It's impossible to make it into a Sukkah Sarai. So he said, if that's the case, it's okay that if it's keva, as long as it's theoretically possible, like the mechitzah barzal case. Right? I have a mechitzah barzal that's lower than 20 amas. Okay? We said it's good. Why is it good? It's there's keva? No, because it's theoretically possible to build that sukkah as a DSRI. If that's the case, a famous kashi in Cana, my Omar Gishomim, Simon Klola Bechag. That's a sukkah in the beginning of my son's Tainis, which talks about when we start saying Mashiach Marageshem, and we start on Shemini Atzeres, so the Gemara says maybe we should start the first day of Sukkot. So, right? Why don't we have Tzilas Geshem and then begin to insert Mashiach Marageshem into the Shemini Atzeres at the beginning of Sukkot? Why do we wait till after Sukkot? So one answer the Gemara discusses over there is you don't want it to rain on Sukkot. Right? We don't want it to rain. Why? Because the rain on Sukkot is Simon Klol. Right? It's a bad Simon. All right, many assume it's talking about an Eretz Yisrael, not here. I mean, because here it rains a lot of times on Sukkot. You want to say every time it's a Simon Klol. It may not be a Simon Klol. We're not that happy about it. I can't speak to anybody else. We're not that happy about it when it rains on Sukkot. You know, it's like I always thought that the Gemara's Mashal, a very, very apt Mashal. What's Mashal? Gemara here later on says that if it rains on Sukkot, it's like you're bringing a cup of wine to the king. You know, you're the Eved, you're the wine bearer, you know, the Zara Mashkin, and you bring a cup of wine to the king, and he takes the wine, he throws it in your face. You feel it, you work, you've built the whole sukkah, you know, you built several days before Yontif, you're building and decorating, and now, beautiful, what happens? Starts to pour. You feel like, you know, you feel like someone spit in your face. That's a good, but again, many assume it's talking Eretz Yisrael, where Taka doesn't rain on sukkahs ordinarily. But in any event, why is it a Simon Klol? Okay? Why don't I take beams or boards and make the schach, okay, things that are kosher schach, it's gedulei karka, it's tola, it's tana kabbal tuma, all the mitzvah qualifications. And instead of having bamboo poles or mats or whatever we have today, just take, in effect, solid sheets of wood and put them on top of the sukkah so the rain doesn't get in. Finish and sit under that. Now, when we were little kids, we learned about you have to see the stars, but we'll see that later. It's not really required. Okay, so why don't we just... Especially within a climate where it tends to rain, but in Eretz Yisrael, you're afraid it's going to rain. So make the covering of your sukkah out of wood, and make it in such a way the rain doesn't get in. You know, that's simply done. Why is it simon kolam? Okay, but feeling teams along with the awesome mishum gzeres tikra. We're going to come back to this. So feeling teams, but feeling teams to awesome mishum gzeres tikra. He hated the common pirk and the Gemara later on. Okay, the Gemara has a gzera that basically looks too much like a house. You're not allowed to make it because maybe you'll make it out of a type of beam, so it's too much like a house. Okay, I think I'm going to comment here. I think one daf yadav, which we'll come back to. Gavi pulter meri who did the misachim l'sorin. The machshes b'hu also meri malal l'sachik v'zeh malal eshev tachas tikras basic. Right, the person will say, well, once I'm sitting in the sukkah, you know, good, I keep the rain out, but I'm still chilling, go inside. It's the same thing. I got a roof there too. Right? To mix people up, they won't realize. Okay? Which, by the way, is an important point too in Tosis. Apparently, what type of limud is that? So I think that limud is based on. Say the two things in the sukkah. You have to go. It's two things. Not only have to be in the sukkah, you have to not be in your house. Say the dearest right, leave your dearest keva and go into your dearest arai. It's a two step process. Okay, the dafka, you have to leave your bias and go into the sukkah. That's the sukkah over there. Which when we come back, Rosh Hashem later in the week or maybe the beginning next week, talk about rain in the sukkah. We'll go in greater detail. But I'm saying right now, I think that's. There's two steps to being in the sukkah. Going outside of your home and going into the sukkah. It's not to go into the sukkah. And that's where the Gemara's concern is that a person will think, there's a din of low base of Kalimah Sashana. Okay, that, yeah. We'll get there. Okay. Right. But the Dovan HaKumah, again, you should be, you can't sit under the Dovan HaKumah, right? You can count it as a wall, but you have to sit under the schach. Sit under the Dovan HaKumah, you're like sit under a Dovan. So, okay, but anyway, but Lemaisa, what comes out, that's what I think what Tosis is getting at. It's say with Dira Sarai, and go into Dira Sarai, leave your home. You know, if you ask a question, how far, I mean, I'm just throwing this out now, how far would you take that? Let's say a guy all year long lives in a hut, right? That's Taka Kosho Suki. He lives in, I don't know, some place where it's hot all year long. You know, so he lives in a hut, and does he have to build a separate structure? I'm not talking about Suki Yishana right now, we spoke about that. Discussion earlier in the year too, but I'm not talking about that issue. I'm talking about when you have to leave a sukkah, you know, because it didn't say go out of your house and go into a sukkah, right? Sukkah below base on language tells us. Would you say that a guy who has a building at a home that's kosher with a sukkah, would he have to leave? you know, would have to leave that home or do something. It's an interesting question. But anyway, but Tosus brings that up, but he says, still, mikol makom, this is the key for us now, 5 lines to the bottom, kevel osam darbonon lo shaykh lemeimer shag shomim simen klolot. That whole psul of gzeira shema, right? The language of that is gzeira shema. You're going to sit in the sukkah, you'll sit under this beam, it's like sitting in a house, and then you won't know the difference, and you're not mekayim that mitzvah of sukkah below beso, and so on. So 1 second, that's only Zer Darbonon. So why would we call it a Simon Klola? Simon Klola sounds like, okay, not as a result of Zer Darbonon, right? So it's going to be more essential than that. So, Tos is very interesting. Yes, Mechitza Shobar Zel, good. Underline the word mechitzas, defanos shel barzel. Okay, yes, when it comes to the defanos, ein achanami, they can be as kev as you want. Okay, but the schach has to be arai. The schach has to be arai. Now we discussed, you know, last week or 2 weeks, whatever it was, difference in schach and defanos. But the schach has to be arai. Okay, and the sukkah, remember I showed you several places in the parak, I showed you where Rashi makes the same or similar comments, and the sukkah is called the sukkah because of the schach. Right, and we saw perhaps machlokas around the rush, you know, about making it out of other things. Anyway, the bottom line is that what Tos is saying at the end is that no, the defanos can be from mechitzah shel barzel, all right, but the schach is not kosher unless you make it arai, and that's why making this beam, it's not just a matter of a gzera nisarim and so on, a tikra and basa. It becomes part of the definition of the sukkah. Remember, we discussed the other day. Reb Zera had that pasuk in Novi, right? Reb Zera had that pasuk in Yeshaya. The sukkah tiel etzel yomam. Remember, I showed you the end of the pasuk. It's printed. You have it in your Torah, all right? The sukkah tiel etzel yomam. Mechorv olamachsel mister mizerim mimotar. Remember, so I think I may have pointed out the question then, right? Why don't we say, so it doesn't say the word sukkah, that's the answer we gave. Right? Sukkah modifies only the tzel issue, and lamachse, which means some kind of a shelter, is talking about the rain. But Tosa says here, no, it says, the sukkah doesn't haksiv nami zerim water, v'ni boi nami shalir duk shom la sukkah, and levad mishul divin eschach arayim mekein habalek keva. That's the Tosa. Now, but what's the connection between two parts of the Tosa? But Tosus started out being bothered by the same kasha that we raised, that we thought Rashi's raising, right? And why did the Gemara make a jump? Why did Rava make a jump at the end and says, yeah, Mechitzo, Barzel are good. But when it comes to the definition of Kevin Arai, that's a function of the height of the Schach, 20 amos. According to Rabbanon, right? That's Rabbanon Pasul above 20 amos. He was Mashiach. But Rabbanon, we said, because that's defining as Diras Arai as opposed to a Diras Kevin. Up to 20 amos, a Diras Arai, and above 20 amos, a Diras Kevin. But again, how do we make that jump? So Rashi, well, he says every Kevin includes an Arai, right? That's what Rashi says. But Tosa doesn't say that, and then he goes on to the question about the rain. So I think what emerges in Tosas is that Tosas will say, 1 second, it's not just a question of the shear of 20 amas. The schach also has to be the dearest arai is mamish a din in the schach. It's not a din in the faros, but it's a din in the schach. That's not what Rashi said. Okay? Rashi didn't say that. I'm not saying Rashi would absolutely disagree with that, but Rashi says the whole thing is a din in the shear, yesh b'chal kev arai, that's in terms of the structure, and therefore we make the definition 20 amos above, below, and so on. But according to Tosus, especially says at the end, the definition of the sukkah, the cheftz of a sukkah, is defined by schach, that is arai. So even less than 20 amos, you see, Abai is kash against Rava. Oh yeah, well maybe schach shel barzel work. No, he said mechitzah shel barzel. So Tos said echlam mechitzah shel barzel. Okay, mechitzah shel barzel ataka. Okay, because that's not the ikur, that part of the sukkah. But that which is the ikur part of the sukkah, it's not just arai. It's not just a din in the shear. It's a din in the structure. So I think. Again, as I said, Tosus, this is not a usual type of Tosus that he asked. He said perish akuntra is a perish rashi x y and z. Vakasha nifak. But I think, unless someone else has another read on it, it seems to me you read the Tosas carefully, it's coming out of Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, whether or not at the end of the sugya, according to Rava, Arai impacts anything about the structure, or no, it's totally a din in the shear. Tosafot doesn't disagree about this. That's what he says at the beginning, right? He says, Besukah she'efshar lasos arai. It's got to be a sukkah that theoretically can make it arai. So he's agreeing, but he's agreeing only insofar as the defanos are concerned. Okay, only insofar as the walls are concerned, not so far as the schach is concerned. That's an important distinction. Yeah. No, so I'm saying he's saying it's both. The first part of it, he's not denying that the height plays a role in the definition, but he's saying that's only definition. What's your question?
How is the height connected?
Well, I don't know that it is necessarily. I don't know that. I'm saying I don't know that it is necessarily.
What is the height? What factor does the height play?
The height plays a factor with regards to the phanos.
No,
he's not saying who cares about the defanos. They can be no, but he said, but it can't be of a high, the defanos in terms of distinction between the physical and the shear. That Tosafot agrees that in terms of the physical structure, we're going to call it. It can be keva as long as it can be keva. I'm sorry, as long as it can be arai. Again, the key word here is the theoretical, efshar. The Tosafot has also the lashon efshar, right? He says, efshar lasos arai. If it's at a height that theoretically could be, these defanos could be arai, these could be flimsy or weaker defanos, if that's the height, then those defanos are good. Okay? Now, but again, I don't, you know, I think I mentioned in the past, we have a principle of fushe machok, we don't like to, interject machlokas where it's not clear. But I think it's pretty clear that there's, you know, and the Tosafot doesn't seem to like this idea of yesh bichlal keva arai. Okay, and that's why he distinguishes with regards to between the defanos and the schach. And he also, again, he says at the end, the schach must be arai. Okay, that's Rashi and Tosafot. Okay? Now, let's turn to the sheets.
What's the problem with yesh bichlal keva arai? It seems like the more problematic question on Rashi is, look, the Torah al arai, el the shape shir, because it's about shir bichlal. It seems like what will be problematic in Rashi for Tosafot, in Rashi for Tosafot says that the only thing the Torah is mapped on is the height.
Right, I understand. That Tosafot doesn't say it.
Right.
I personally don't understand it. And yesh bichlal keva arai, I mean, so what? Right now, it's a sukkah that's keva, so what if it's not arai? So Tosafot answered that by saying, we're talking about the schach has to be arai. But Rashi says, as long as it's okay, because every keva, you know, the Mechitzo Bar is okay, because every keva includes arai in it. Mm-hmm. I just don't fully grasp it conceptually. Again, we have this situation, Yesh Mechal B'Shai Mana, I agree. That's why I suggested, maybe it's because, you know, it doesn't say, don't build it keva, it says, build it arai. I built it arai plus. That's what comes out just concern. I'm not saying that's bothering Tosafot, but Tosafot doesn't quote that line. But you're right. You're right. You're right. Okay. So much about that idea. Now, I just want to show you an interesting thing, okay? Because there is a Gemara. So first of all, what motivated Tosafot was the idea of the Siman Klal, right? That's what drove Tosafot's, it wouldn't be a Siman Klal. You know, the truth is, you could argue that Ein Hachanami, you could avoid the Klal, right? But that doesn't mean that rain is not a Siman Klal. To me, that's not a bomb kasha against Rashi. The water is more called a Siman Klal. You can build this. Yeah, but Lamaisa, most people don't. I mean, Lamaisa, it's not how sukkahs are built, really. In other words, and even though maybe it's only because of the Rabbanan that it's not built that way, but still, in other words, it could still be a Siman Klal. Right? So you have a way to avoid the Klal. Does that mean it's not a Klal? You know, I remember years ago when they first developed for women in labor, I forgot what it was called. My children were born, it's very popular. It's a form of natural childbirth. I remember I used to go, instead of now I think most of the women, no rabbi, most of the women take some sort of medication or whatever. There was a period of time, epidurals and whatever. There was a period of time where it was considered that when my children were born, that's coming back. Okay. So, and I don't know if here it's Atar Yosha, I had to waste so much time. The Lamaz, that's what it's called. There's something called the Lamaz method. Okay, what was the pshat? It used to be like when I was born 100 years ago, so there the women, I think, were completely, I don't think they were even conscious in the beginning. But now, it was, for a while, it got very popular that the woman should be, the husband is like a schlep, but the woman should be awake, and you know, and even though it's painful, we know it is very, I mean, women who've gone through it say that there's no pain in the world, like, you know, it's a happy ending, but it's painful. So, there were techniques how to manage the pain. Instead of having to take drugs and chemicals and shots and whatever else, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to have natural trouble to help you focus. You had to go, you had to sign up for these, I remember going to like a 6 1-hour sessions or whatever. Like most of the time I fell asleep. But, you know, I had to, because there's some chokhmah to it, but you can do the whole thing in 1 hour. I thought, you know, you don't have to keep going these sessions. And so my wife with the first baby, you know, she's supposed to look in the face, you know, and you're coaching her through it, you know. So there was literature about it. In fact, I think one of the original RJJ Journal articles, there was an article about it. Is it mutter, you know, to do, you know, yeah, to take shots, not take shots, not show up, well, how does it impact halacha? It's certain halacha, says she, because she wants your water break, she's like, I need it. Well, I'll go into all the details now, but I remember one of the discussions was, you know, she's supposed to feel the pain. Why? Because that's a chava was told. Betzav telly bonner to pasach chumish. So how can you know you're supposed to feel pain in childbirth? You shouldn't do anything to avoid not the shots. But I think the consensus was no. If you can avoid the claw, it's good. It's a claw. You know, but if you can avoid the claw, then avoid the claw. But that's you know, mashallah davidovah. You know, so I think that kash of tosis is you know is answerable. That and Hanami, you're right. Tosa said you could build the sukkah the rain doesn't get lamaisa. Most people don't, and you still sense the simon kola. But I just want to show you. I have on the sheets. Oh wait, do I have the extra sheets in? No. You have one line. In the basement. Okay. And this doesn't have so much as on the Gemara. These particular sheets. Usually, I photocopy the Rishonim that are not, you know, if I reference other Gemaras. So here it's a Gemara, the Gemara in Sukkah. So turn to the Chesan Beis. We're going to see this Gemara a couple times. Chesan Beis. That's the famous Sukkah's Ganvach. Okay? So it's about, let's see, 3, 6, 7 lines on the top of Chesan Beis. Okay, Ganvach is Rosh Tevis. Okay? So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. The Bryce said, Ganvach. What does Ganvach stand for? Sukkah's Goyim, Sukkah's Noshim. Sukkah's behema, Sukkah's kusim. Okay? Now, Rashi doesn't explain everything here, and we're not learning the sukkahs, those all the Rishonim, but basically these are sukkahs which are used for other purposes. That's this one, this is the other right one. So, we're up to 26. Okay? But this is all in the Gemara, it's all in the Masechta anyway, so. But anyway, the Gemara says that a sukkah for goyim, so let's look at Rashi. Okay, Rashi says Sukkah's Goyim. You look in the Gemara; it's right on the side, a couple lines, two lines after the word Sukkah's Goyim. Shasui lo derbo v'nosacham, right? At a gazebo or something that a goy built to recline and to relax in during the course of the summer, right? That happens to be kosher sukkah. Okay, or you have other sukkahs noshim, the women would go out in these type of sukkahs, that's how some explain that they would do their work there in the warm weather, okay, or sukkahs behema, you built it for sheltering animals, you know, in the corral or something like that, or sukkahs kusim, different type of goyim, we mentioned once in the past. All these things, sukkah mikol mokom kshera. It doesn't matter what it was built for, it's always kosher. Ubuvad shetem misucheches kehilchosa. As long as the schach is kilchosa, mesucheches kilchosa. Okay? It says the more my kilchosa. Amr chistav u'sha'asua l'tzeil sukkah. It was made for, I'm sorry, l'sha'asua l'tzeil, period. The word sukkah is attached to the next one. Sha'asua l'tzeil. It was built for shade. It was put up for shade. Let's see Rashi. Okay, sukkah mikom on the third wide line. Sukkah mikom makom afilu pchusim elu kamefarsh maifan. My kilchosa, my osesh minim deilush. What do you mean? Uvach shateis misucheches kilchosa. Well, no kidding. Okay, why would we think that it would be good altogether? What do you mean misucheches kilchosa? The Gemara says all these sukkahs was built for an animal, was built by this. It's good as long as the schach is kosher. Well, of course the schach is to be kosher. Right? So that's the Gemara's kasha. My kilchosa. Rashi said my osesh minim deilush shatei siltim ruchamta. Okay? If you're telling, well, no, it has to be tziltum u'michata, more shade than sunlight. U'bidover shekosh u'schach, and the schach has to be, you know, things that are royal schach, has to be gulikarka and talosh, and the namakabatum, you know, but it's a pshita, obviously. Otomishum dereya b'mili achunisa shalona asa shem suka miskasha apapsulos. If you're telling me this has a reya so that it was built for some other purpose, therefore the lin, it's going to, we're going to be makel until it's chach, well, what's the havamina? Right? That's the Gemara's question. So Rav Chisda, haikel chosu de karma shumisucheches yofa de mukha milsa shasiyosa harishon letzel haisa velo letznias be'almo. The afal gav the sukkah l'shem chag lo be'inan l'shem sukkah be'inan. Okay, ulatzel hu the mikori sukkah shesocheches min hachored. What does kilchasa mean? It was built. The sukkah was built to provide shade for what's inside, as opposed to privacy. Sometimes you put up a roof and say, "If you want privacy, right?" But that if it's built for shade, then it's good. So says Rashi. Good. Right? I got that's simple enough, yeah? So that's what means kilchos. It had to have been built that the schach was up there for shade. It didn't have to be l'shem sukkah. It wasn't have to be l'shem matzah mitzvah. You had to have in mind when you put it up that it's for the sake of this mitzvah. No. But it had to be l'shem tzel, that it was done to provide the shade. So says Rashi. I mentioned Rashi because now we're going to take a look at the Rosh. Okay? The Rosh. Actually, I printed it on the page, but it's in the back. But look on the page, 28. This is the Rosh here in our parak out of Sim Yud Beis, on that top side. It's the very bottom of the page, 28. The Rosh says, Tanar Abon, Sukkos Nachrim, Sukkos Nashim, Behema, Kusim, Sukkim, Komak, Mshera, Uvavaj, Tem, Mishrech, Eskucho, Samar Chisim, Ushas, Otzel, Lizlonin, Tachtea, Mechorim, Motar, for protection. Tell about it doesn't only mean shade, but it means protection in general, right, from heat and from rain. Okay, but if it's just for its privacy reasons, for you know, it's this, then there's no sukkah. Now here's look at the last line. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Shasu Letzel Velo Meuva Lahagen Min Hamotar. Not too thick that it protects it from the rain. Right? That's what Rashi said. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam said. Rashi quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so it could be the Tosas on our daf, Bezon Aleph, where he also spoke about not making it too thick, okay, that it protects you from the rain. Maybe that's, he was, that same as a Benatam. Now, just because one thing's in Tosas and a Benatam doesn't mean it's the same, there are many Balei Tosas. But I'm just saying, in other words, the Rosh here, quoting a Benatam, maybe what Tosas has in mind on our daf. That, why? Because that's not called anymore a Sukkos Arai, if it's protected from the rain. Rashi didn't say that. That's great, because Rashi is Shitoso. Rashi Lamaisa would seem, would hold that perhaps if no rain could get in, it would be very, perfectly good sukkah. Rashi didn't say the rain has to get in. Okay, let's toast this question. Why can't I just put a board on top of the sukkah? Rashi would probably hold, in a chalam you can. Okay? Because he holds, and this goes back, Philip, to your point, he holds that Arai and Keva are a function of what? The height of the sukkah, the shear of the sukkah, that's it. See, I don't do the physical structure. Tosas at least says that Arai plays a role with regard to the schach. Maybe not to the Tfanos. Tfanos can keep the Shabbaisa, but with regard to the schach, yes. So you follow, but Rashi didn't say that. Rashi could well hold, and I'm not saying he does, but Rashi could well hold that taka, a board on top of the sukkah would be kosher. Certainly, but the evidence will come, you know, kosher again. We'll come back another time about seeing the stars. But it will be kosher, but the evidence, even though no rain can get in. No rain can get in. So what? As long as it's the right height, it's already called it. There is a Arai, finished. And that's why Rashi here in Daf Ches, when he defined tzel, he said only tzel as opposed to what? It provides shelter as opposed, you know, for as opposed to you know, for tzniyah, as opposed for privacy. Tosav and Tam says tzel as opposed to providing protection from the rain. Okay, so maybe that's, you know, that a little bit of a lishitosa. Okay, what? If you take a look at the Pnei Yoshua, that's on the back of the page. I'm just saying he gives you the answer. So in other words, okay. So that, the Tosis really had the motivation for Tosis was the Simon Klola. That's what we'll read the Pnei Yoshua inside. That's he's going to help us get out of it. Okay, but or he's going to answer for Rashi. But I'm just showing you that it could be a power machlokas on Daf Ches. The Tosas on Daf Ches doesn't say it, but the Rebbeinu Tam is quoted by the Rosh on that sugya. Maybe. Okay, let's take a look in 29 of Pnei Yoshua. And I said it already, but let's look at it inside. He says, quotes the Rebbeinu Maskel, fine. I don't understand the question about the Simon Kolo. Nihi the kosher yavad lekeva. It's true. Maybe it is kosher with keva. Mikol makom kevin the ikar mitzvos of adiras arai. Ver here's a kila. Ver ruba the alma avad arai. Most people build it that way, right? Ruba the alma. Most people build it that way. Can I mean now in parakamad of Zora? The sukkah kari mitzvos kala. The mitzvah kala. The less bechisorin kiss. The Gemara has as a at the beginning of Zora. Some of you may remember this. The Gemara has a discussion that with Lossid Lovo, that the non-Jews are going to complain, some of the guys are going to complain, how come we don't get certain rewards, and some of the Jewish people get rewards, and of course, brother, they observe mitzvahs, and it's okay, you give us the mitzvah, we'll observe them too. So let me give you a mitzvah kala, I'll give you a mitzvah sukkah, okay, a simple mitzvah, and it's okay, they build the sukkah, then it became really hot, they ran out and they kicked the sukkah, and so they see, you didn't keep the mitzvah. Fine, whatever the purpose, that point of that Gemara is, but sukkah is an example of mitzvah kala, the less bechisaron kis. It's not so expensive. You got to flap up. I mean, you know, today everything's expensive, right? We call matzah lechem oni, and it's $23 a pound. But still, you know, ostensibly, if you know, you slap up a couple of posts, and that's it. You know, v'amrina nami the chol echad oseh sukkasa barosh hagag. People put sukkah in the attic on the roof. V'chein be'ezu omer havia like tmorim v'alei zayis. You know, you have branches and twigs. You know, you can build it with leftover junk. In fact, that's what the Chumash says. Later Gemara, Mishnah, Gemara Daf Yud Beis, says Psolos Gar V'Yekev. Right? It's not an expensive thing. Yeah, if you want to get form-fitting boards, you know, that fit exactly and cut down to that taka may be expensive. But in that, but Rav Penashu is saying most people don't build it that way. He's saying in a chanam you could. Most don't build it that way, right? Behind the Varsh Krova Asu Sukkah. That's a pasuk in Ezra. Fine. In Kain Shapar Avi Simon Kola. Okay. So taka is a Simon Kola. The way that most people on earth build the sukkah. Okay. All right. Anyhow, All right. So these things the Tosafot are a little difficult. But anyway, answer is Rashi. I would say the answer I'll be pashtus is no. But you know, Simon Klola is not going to is not a point that has to do with the way most people do it. Simon Kola is, you know, is on the din. If the din is, it can be built in a way that rain doesn't get in. So then, in fact, it's not a Simon Kola. Most people shouldn't do it that way. Most people don't have to do it that way. I mean, his point about it is, okay, it's an interesting point. But I would assume for Tosa, Simon Kola means that it would have to be something that's more essential than it's a Simon Kola because of the way most people do it. All right, Labdavka, that's the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, let's turn to the Ran. So we have Machlokes Rashi and Tosafot again. Our Iker point for today is the jump from understanding Sukkas Arai, which most of us would have understood it have something to do with the building and the physical structure, to an Indian of the shear of the height, as opposed to the Heftza, the height, the Heftza of the Sukkah. So Tosafot learns differently. That's the difference between the Defanos and the Schach. But let's take a look at Aleph and Aleph in the pages of the Rif. Okay, Dimaskul Rava Omar. Rabba Omar. Okay? So, we'll read the first part. It's have I have it? Aleph and Aleph. Rabba Omar, towards the bottom of the page. Rabba Omar, Sukkot Tishrei. So, Omra Torah, Tzei Midiris Kevah, Shei Midiris Arai. There's that Lushan again. You know, going out. And I just suggested maybe there's a two-part step to it. But anyway, okay. Tzei Midiris Kevah, Shei Midiris Arai. Demashma Sukkot Shul Shiva Vesulo, Ahayna Arai. Right? That's... We had a few different, the other day, we had a few different basukas, teshu, shivas yamim. How did he get that? So, you know, it could have said teshu, basukas, shivas yamim, teshu, shivas yamim, basukas, but the way we have it, it modifies the sukkah as well. Other reasons. He says also, the Ran does, that it's a sukkah, shal shivas sulo. Okay, adchaf, ama, adamos, dirasa, dirasa, rai, shadaila, mechitos, kalos. Right? Up until 20 amas, you can make a mechitzas kalos, right? Flimsier walls. L'mala mechof ama einan mosa diros adiros ha'el adiros kevash. It's tzarek lasos, yisedo se'el, o mechitzas se'el, chazok mukvun, shalot tipo. If it's higher than 20 amas, you have to make it a little sturdier so it won't fall down. U'much mor, de l'mata mechof ama, she royal adiros ha'rai, afilo ovel adiros kevash ha'pidam. Right? It's a key line, right? It's clear from the Gemara. That under 20 amos, which could be built, again, back to that theoretically, Efsher, right? It could be built. It's Roy L'Diras Harai. Afilu Ovid L'Diras Keva, even though he built it as a Diras Keva, meaning Mechitzos Obarzo, is Shapri Tami. Why? Here's his reason. Venirali, the Mishum Hachi Mashmalon Hachi, Lefishi E Efsher Lomar Shatorat Tzabe Mashi E Efsher Lamar Olo. Very interesting point that Ron makes. The Torah is not going to command us something, give us a din, that you can't really be clear how to fulfill. What do you mean? The be'ezed dover in the shire im abinyan royal shiva buvad oloyosim ikein. It's supposed to be strong enough for 7 days and no more. Can you tell the difference looking at a sukkah? Can you measure exactly? That's not, people can't do that. How do you do that? Where's the dividing point? Okay, where's the threshold? Right? He says, the be'ezel davar nishar ima binyan royal shiva bevad oliyosim ikein. In other words, if it's stronger than for 7 days, then we said, take, it's already a diras kever. Really, how do I know it's stronger? I mean, you have to test it. Maybe they could say test it in the summertime and keep testing it. You know, you have to start building a sukkah months earlier. Keep testing it. And if it lasts more than 7 days, it's too strong. So I'll take away another beam. The Torah wouldn't. How do you tell? How do you do it? Right. Therefore, says the Ran. Right. Says the Ran. It's a measurable shear. The measurable shear is an amount, is 20 amas. Okay, that's all. Higher than that is a diras arai. But just to look at the physical structure alone, says the Ran, the Torah wouldn't have imposed such a din on us because you can't do it. Right? People can't assess, you can't tell. Interesting Ran. Okay, but that's a key line. So that's what he says. Is it nothing to do with Rashi said that Yesh Bechal Arai Keva? What you said before, you know, nothing to do with that. It's a practical point. When the Torah gives a din, it's going to give us a din that we can do. It's going to give us shiurim that we can relate to. It's going to give us a way to quantify it that we can indeed quantify it. Right? Not with something like it was only 7 days. How do you tell? Okay, you got it, everyone? Yeah, good. They're right. All right, now let's look back on the sheet in the Ritva, the Chiddush Ritva here. Amar Abaye, yeah, when I have a 31. Okay, this is the Ritva. This is the final of these. So you have Rashi way, Tosu way, the Ran. Now the Ritva. Who may agree with the Ran? Amar Abaye, Ela me'ato osa mechitos shobar zosich al gabon hoche namidu avi sukkah. Amar Abaye hoche kamil. He quotes the Gemara, the Ramazim. Pirshu b'tosus. That's not necessarily, we were discussed this in the past too, that the Ritva sometimes quotes tosus that we don't have. Okay, Pirshu b'tosus. Da baye sovar, di im iso de kro, osu lashmina, di binin sukkos diras arai, havan lo lemeimar, that the heavy mamish sukkos arai, the nifsol oso, kishu binyan chazak. That's really what our our tosus is, right? Abaye and akasha. When Abaye asks, what about mechit shel barzel, right? When Abaye asks, Pirshmatos, the Abaye Sovar, then Isa, if it's true, if it would be true, Dekro, that the Pasuk, Asulash Me'ina, Debe'ina, and Sukkah, Diras Arai, that's the intent of the Pasuk. Havanah Lememar, that they have a Mamish Sukkah Arai, then the din should be, and we should have been told, that it's got to be a Diras Arai. V'nifsal Osa, Kishi Binyan Chazak, and we'll talk a Pasal at what? It has Mechitza Shel Barzel for the strong structure. And why would we matter it? Why would we say it's kosher if it says Mechitza Shel Barzel? Rava Ahadale and Rava answered, the Chol Hecha Davi Shir the Chazil Arai, again going back to the Shir, Shir the Chazil Arai, Biderech B'nei Adam, then Ein Arai Ma'akev Afilo Osa Keva Ksheira. Okay? He says, if it's a chazi arai, the way that people normally build, we'll come back to that, so that's ein arai ma'akev. Okay? Then it doesn't have to be arai, even if he made it keva is good. Again, as long as theoretically. But ein leposla ela keva. Okay? The efshal asos arai. The only way it's possible, if you make a keva, that you couldn't possibly be arai. Which is what? V'hainu? L'mala me'asim. Okay? What is the basis of this? So he brings in something which is very, very interesting, which I printed on the next source. Let's move down to 32 and 33 seconds to see the Gemara. The famous Gemara in Menachos, and it's a famous Shas concept. You've probably heard it more than once before, but let's see the Mokker for it. The Mokker is the oil and by Karbonas, right? Menachos about Mincha offerings, right? So Mincha offerings always consist of flour mixed with oil, right? We always say... solus mincha belula of Hashemen, right? Mincha over the flour has got to be belula of Hashemen. It's got to be mixed with oil. Okay? It's got to be mixed with oil. So the question is, how much oil do you have to put in, and how much oil is too much? So there is a Mishnah, which the Gemara quotes in Menachos, Yud Ches and Beis. And we'll look in the Rashi I printed in 33. Shishim ve'echad ein nivlolin. Okay? Shishim nivlolin, shishim ve'echad ein nivlolin. If you have 60 esronim, like we have in the Chumash all the time, 60 esronim nivlolin belug echad. 60 esronim can mix with the oil and the flour can mix properly. But shishim ve'echad ein nivlolin. Okay, we don't need all the details here. Okay, but 61 is no good. Okay, 60 is a cutoff point for making this mixture of flour and oil. All right, because it doesn't blend well, it doesn't mix well. Fine. All right, v'havin and ba. So what? What do you mean they can't mix together? So what? Ki enam nivlol in my hobby. V'atnan lo bol al ksheira. Wait a minute. There's another Mishnah that says that even if you didn't mix it at all, it's kosher. So what's the problem if you have more than 60, it doesn't mix well? You don't have to mix it at all. At least be the evidence. Okay, lo bol al ksheira. So we come here to the famous ruling of Reb Zeira. The Amar Reb Zeira, kol haroy lebila, ein bila makeves bo. V'chol she'ein haroy lebila, bila makeves bo. It's a famous sugya that's applied in other areas of Shas. Okay, but this is really its origin. He says, kol haroy lebila, as long as the oil and the flour, it's ro'i labila, is an amount that's ro'i, that it's fit to be bila's mixing, right? Bolul, but same word, right? Shemen, bolul b'shemen, right? As it says in the Torah, read it all the time. So it says, if it's kol haroi labila, Rashi says, kol haroi labila shishim esronim shiru'uyin levalo b'log, okay? The amount of esronim of flour that you can mix with a log of shemen, okay? So, the solus is measured in esronim, and the oil is measured in lug. So again, you have to. So if you have this amount of flour and that amount of oil, you have 60 shishim esronim shiroin levalel belog. Then aiden bila makeves bo. Then if you had the right amount, you didn't mix it. So then it's okay, and that's what the Mishnah means: lo balal kosher. But kol she'eno royal bila. But if it's not even possible, if it's not even fit for mixing this or this amount of flour, this amount of oil, then bila makeves bo. Last Rashi, b'she'ein roi lebila, shishim ve'echad ma'akeva mitzvah bila psula. Okay, that's the ruling of Reb Zeira. Kol roi lebila, ein bila makeves bo. So that's what we now come back to the Ritva. Yeah, you understand that? That's the rule. Okay, as long as you have the right, I'm using the word here literally, but in another case, ingredients, the right measure, the right ingredients, so then you're okay, even if you didn't mix it or you didn't do something else, as we'll see. Okay, but if you didn't even have the possibility of doing it, then it's no good. As long as it was roi, okay, then it's good. It's not roi, it's no good. So that's the rule called roi labila. You hear that phrase thrown around; it's in different sugyas. The Ritva here in the Chiddush Ritva mentions it here. Let's look in the line 5 of source 31. That right, Ritva. The Ka'asi Alami, the Reb Zeira, the Kamar, Kala Roy Labila, and Bila Makeves Bo, the whole Shein, and Roy Labila, Bila Makeves Bo, the Hachanami. He applies it here beautifully. Lamata me Eswim, if a sukkah is less than 20 amas high, it's Roy Larai. It could be a Diris Arai. So in that case, Ein Arai Makev. Then it doesn't have to be. It's fit, it's potentially, again, theoretically, it's potentially a Diris Arai. So less than that, So as long as you have that in place, then even if you didn't make it arai, it's ein makeves. V'afilu keva k'shera. And then if even you made it with mechitzas l'barzon, it's a strong, sturdy structure, still good. Because it's roi labila, it's roi. In this case, not bila, but we're just borrowing the phrase, right? It's roi for an arai structure. One second. But l'malam esrim, when above esrim, she'eno roi l'arai, then arai is ma'akev. Okay, then it's ma'akev. Then it's ain't a royal abilis. It is ma'akev. Vari ef shel asos arai. Okay? Can you can't make it arai. Yes, Phil.
In Menachot, it's the lack of action
that makes it okay. Meaning,
it has to be
royal
to be mixed, but you're not
mixing.
But
if you're
in the sukkah, it has to be
royal
to be
arai,
but you know, but you're adding more, and then it's okay.
Okay, it's an interesting question. It's the reverse. Hold the question. We'll see in a second. It's not such a posher, right? You brought it up, so it's a good kasha. I just want to show you. There's a toast in Kiddushin on the Chav Hayim and Alp, which is the last of the Makoros that I printed, okay, here, Tosfos and Kedushin, it starts on Chav Hayim and Alp, goes over to Chav Hayim and Beis. It's called a royal Bilam. Okay, so there it has to do with the issue of Tevil and a Mikveh. Okay, you know, when you go into the Mikveh, so you're supposed to be completely immersed in the water. Okay, and the discussion about parts of the body are called Beis HaStarim. Okay, again, we don't need to go into it now. Beis HaStarim is like inside of your mouth or other way. The Gemara applies Kolaro Labila to that case, and Tosfos wonders about it. Okay, look, I only printed one line, one or two lines. Tosfos starts on an album, goes over on the base. My time of Dora, Yishina Kosu Blila La'akev, Liboy Blila Mamish, Viloshan Afilu Roy Lolaboy. Yeshlom Devada Shina Kosu Bol, come upon him. Avalo Kosu Veloshan Tsifui, Ublila Mashma the Usloshmina, the low bean and Eloroy. Tosfos analyzes the principle that it never really says you have to mix it. It's not your kasha, it's a different kasha, but it's a kasha on applying kolaroy labila. Okay? Basically, what Tosfos is saying, it's not for the same reason you're saying, but he says you can't always just apply kolaroy labila. You can't just say, well, this roy, you can't always do it. Okay? Each case has to be looked at individually. That Gemara implies, is saying that it says in the Torah, bolo, solos mincha blula b'shem, never says, you shall be mivalelet, right? To valel or so. So that loshon tzivui. Okay? So therefore, you can say it's only, and if we're saying here, it's not your kasha, we're saying here that a sukkah has to be built taseh. Rachak goes, you have to build a sukkah. And so there it is, the loshon tzivui, perhaps. And even if you don't ask that kasha, you can't, my point of citing that Tosfos is you can't always apply Karl Avil to every other case. You had an interesting objection. It's not a bad objection. And it's fair, okay? For a different reason. But okay, that's what Dvar says. All right, now we'll see in a second. He's not going to accept it. Okay, for a different reason though. Where are we up to? V'zelafi dajer because Amel the ilo kiyavet l'arai mias l'malam hesam l'skasher v'akum shabila makeves necheres he said it should be kosher if it's higher than 20 hours. Okay, but here's the point: the lo nehira. I don't think that that's a correct application or correct, extension, if you will, of the rule of Karl Abila. Okay, it's not a valid extension, says Tosfos. Why? Says the Ritual. Why? Below here, Chada one, the Cholhecha the Maisi Talmuda Midid Midim Zera Behed Yekamer Kedem Zera. Okay, with the Ritual is Bekias and Shas. You can do a search. I didn't do it, but you can find out whenever the Gemara applies Karl Abila, it takes sights of Zera. Right, kedur abzera, damar kol rada bila, can be like kevis. Even that sukkah kedushin and Tosfos says it, but here the Gemara didn't say it. It's very nice. Ritual, he's quoting this Tosfos, whoever this author of Tosfos is. Remember, this whole parish was he called it parish of Tosfos, whoever Tosfos was. Okay, but it's nice for somebody to say that, but the Gemara didn't do it. Okay, if the Gemara meant kol rada bila, I mean it's creative, I think, in some ways. Okay, it's a creative application. Your question notwithstanding, the fact that the Tosfos Kedushin and you can't always apply that question notwithstanding, but still, you know, it is a creative, a possible creative solution. But nonetheless, the Ritva says, but it's the Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara, whenever they bring Reb Zera, and furthermore, so that's Chada, okay, Chada the Chol Hecha. See, three lines before the end of that first paragraph of the Ritva. Chada the Chol Hecha the Maisi Tamuda Midim Reb Zera Behed Yekamer Kedem Zera. And furthermore, the filu tema da ba'ela ode the peruka the rava mishum the lesle the rabzera. And even you're going to tell me that abaye, or what's abaye again? Abaye is when we ask the kasha, what about mechitzah shel barzel? And rava answered according to this approach. No, it's no problem. It's called a royal abila. Okay, it's only a matter of 20 amas all I care about, because less than 20 amas could be theoretically a diras harai, and therefore called a royal abila. Maybe abaye didn't accept that, but one second. Continues the Ritva, who is one of the Barpuktas here in the Gemara of Rava? It's Reb Zera. And not only that, but look at the, it says the Ritva, it says on the next page, on Beis Mabeis, which we saw, I'm looking around, we have to turn back. When we look at Beis Mabeis, it says, Kulu, Kirava Namilo Amishum Kushit Abaye. Okay? Meaning the Kulu includes Reb Zera. So even if you want to argue, says the Ritva, now we're with the word inside Vesu, da filu tema da baila o de bepiruka de rav, mishum de les le de rabzera, habale le rabzera gufel of de hebe, rabzera himself should admit that it's work, that it works, if koloroi le bila, which is the master teaching of rabzera, is the logic behind what's going on here, then al kopon rabzera should be moda. Right? And yet the Gemara says rabzera disagreed with rabba because of rabbi's kasha. What do you mean because Rabbi's kasha? Rava gave an answer. So you could say, good, Rabbi didn't think it was a good answer. But we discussed that yesterday, because Rabbi, you know, maybe did change his mind later, right, based on that Sugandav Zayim. But anyway, so he says, Vesu da filu tem da bai lo odu peruka da Rava, mishum da les da abzera, haba le abzera gufe lo diya be, yishu imode. Behei chamirim isomach, kulu ke Rava lo amin, mishum kushu da bai. How can the Gemara based on Bayi say, you know, they all disagree with Rava because of the kasha of Rabbi? According to the Ritva, this Tosas, quoted the Ritva, Rava's answer to Abaye's Kasha was based on the principle of Rabzera. Okay. Now, you could say that, you know, the Rabzera introduced the principle, Koroi Labila, and that is a machokas, how far we extend it. Can we extend it? Rabzera himself may be limited only to Mincha, Nachas, you know, oil and water, oil, maybe because of your Kasha. You know, and Rava says, I don't care that your objection could be. I'm just saying this is not necessarily, my opinion, not necessarily a complete rejection of that comparison. In other words, the fact that Zera, the first kasha is better, it seems to me. He has chad, right? It is two kasha, right? Chada and then Vesu. Vesu means furthermore, right? But I think the Vesu you can get out of by saying that Zera does not believe in that. It'd be interesting to search and see other places where the Gemara applies it. You know, is there anywhere there a sheet of Reb Zera somewhere that we could? I don't know. It'd be interesting. Take a long time probably to do it. But yeah, what's that question?
How would the river be the Tosus? I mean, like it's a.
No, I said it's not necessarily Tosus. It's not necessarily Tosus.
So what?
Again, there were. No. You know, when he says Perishim with Tosus, not necessarily a Tosus that we have. Yeah, I said that then. What he says at the beginning works in the words of Aratosis. You're right. The Colorado Bila for sure does not fit into Aratosis. I mean, unless he's saying that's the underlying. That's not. No.
The only words that Tosis says.
Efsher.
Yeah.
Efsher. Right? Yeah. Okay. I don't think. I think he's very likely referring to a different Tosis. Okay. Well, it's interesting. We had another proposal. The Ritva rejected it. Okay, but we did have another suggestion. But the Ritva now gives. So what Take? If that's not what's going on here? So, what is going on? What is the reason why we go back to the issue of a shear, not examining the physical structure? So, let's finish the Ritva. So, Anachon, the Abaye Sovar, Abaye holds, the Isa de Kro, Asla Shmini, the beginning, Sukkas Arai, Havla Le Mikba, the Lo, the Heaven, the Olam, Ella Arai. Okay? The Rava Twitzle, the Lekka Meshmusa, the Kro, Shetha Sukkas Arai, the Lo, Ksiv Hachi. Basically, his answer is, it comes back to what we referred to as a Balabatish answer, I guess. Okay? The Ritva says, after this whole proposal, the Ritva says, listen, if the issue would have been a Diras, we were so insistent on Diras Arai, okay, that would have been our whole lumbus, so the Torah should have said it. Okay? In other words, he says, his basic answer, yeah. His basic answer is that the Gemara should have said it. If you look, well, let's read again. He says the Misa the cross which means Abaye held that the Misa the cross means with the Arai have a mikpa de lo tevil olam el Arai. Abaye's kasha was what that if it's Arai then it's got to be Arai all the way. It's all or nothing, and therefore mechitzah baris is no good. Yet we see mechitzah baris are good, and therefore we're obviously not worried about Arai. And Rava Twitzle the lekem shvut the cross just suk Arai the lo ksiv hachi behedya el sheromas. Or remeis hakosuv she shiura ro'u lebinyan arai al derech ha'olam. Abaye's kasha was it didn't say it in the pasuk, and therefore if you're going to insist on that you got to go all the way. You can't start splitting hairs and say, well, it's arai in some ways and not arai in other ways. No, Abaye says if the pasuk would have said arai, okay, so it should have said that if the pasuk meant arai then it should have said that it meant that completely. And Tosin, no. Rava answers Abaye, and he says again, Rava Toritzle, the Lekka Mashutukra Shateya Sukha Rai, with the Loksiv Hachi Behedya. You're right, it doesn't say it openly, but it hints at it. Okay, it hints at it. Shehe Shiura Lebinyan Arai Aldera Ha Olam, He basically says that he comes back to Rashi, even though he doesn't agree with this whole, he doesn't mention this whole Yesh Bechal, Kev Arai, but the Ritva's point is the Torah doesn't outright say the word Arai. And basically, it's only a remez, okay, it's a remez, and a remez is not, have to figure out exactly why, but a remez is going to go on a shear. The remez is not going to go on an entire structure. The remez won't be an entire structure. In other words, why? So I think, and so we don't have it on the page here, but in the footnotes of the Ritva, the Brown and the Moshe Kook and the Papa Dishon, the Dishon Ritva, which you don't have in the back of the Gemara, so you read it, but the footnote there, he said basically thinks the author there thinks the Ritva is agreeing with the Ran. That it comes back to the fact that the Torah, how would we ever be able to assess whether it's, the Torah, that's why it's only remez. In other words, the fact that something is a remez by itself is not a kasha. I mean, although Ritva leaves it that way, he said lots of things that dinim that we learn from a remez in the Torah. Okay, which, that's what Tosh Bapeh is, right? There are lots of things that are hinted at. But he says that here, since it wasn't explicit, then since it was not explicit in the Torah, then you'd have a hard time figuring out how to understand the din. Which is basically what the Ran said, right? And I think that's more or less what the Ran had in mind, right? With the Torah says that, in other words, since the Torah didn't say it straight out, so it's not going to be awry 100%, just some awry in some ways, not in other ways. Right, awry in some ways, not in other ways. That's what I think the Ritva is driving at. It's not as clear as we liked it. But now he says Ushita's Rashi, okay. But the truth is, again, it sounds like the Ran. He's saying because if the Torah would have said awry and that meant 7 days, as we structured, it's fit for only 7 days, and I didn't do it for 7 days. So then, how do you measure that? How do you measure what my sukkah was for 7 days? It wasn't for 7 days. So since you can't really assess that, that's why. So anyway, that's the shita of the Ritva. Let me just mention outside one other thing, and then we'll start with the next. I have more sheets, new sheets for tomorrow, because the question now is going to be how exactly we paskin on halacha. In other words, we'll see that Rava is the last of the people mentioned here. He's also chronologically the last of the Amoraim. Okay, so we have a principle called Hilchas HaKibasroi. Okay, then we have Machlokas beyond a certain point in time, and that is the days of Abai and Rava. We'll see about that. We have something called Hilchas HaKibasroi. So the question is, is that enforced over here? Do we say that Halachas will be like Rava? And in terms of the definition of Arai and Keva, and of course we pass like the Chachamim, that's what we assume right now, even though we saw yesterday that there are a lot of other people who seem to say that there is Keva Binan, right? We have that whole list on the Zion and Bays. Nonetheless, that's, I mentioned this yesterday, that whenever you have a lot of people, whenever it says Kulo Sirilu, that's usually a simon, we talk it on Paskin that way. Okay? We talk it on Paskin that way. So I want to begin by looking at the Rif, okay? And we're going to go through a Balamor and Ramban, the beginning of the Sechta. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, when I give you the sheets, I will print it out for you the Gemaras that the Balamor and the Raya, that they bring as the Rayas. The Balamor assumes you know all the Gemaras, but you'll, in other words, we'll start with the Rif now, look through the sources of the Gemaras, and you'll see how things fit into place, okay? But let's turn now to the Rif. Okay, the Rif, Aleph Min Aleph. Let's find it. It's the very bottom of Aleph Min Aleph. Let's go over to the Aleph Min Aleph base. Okay. Ikaman de Omar. See it? Two lines at the bottom. You have it? Ikaman de Omar, Hilchus of Kirabo. Okay. Hilchus of Kirabo. Some say that Loka follows Rabo. In which case, the machlokas between the Tanakhama and the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda has to do with Sholta Be'ena, whether you can see the schach, and in which case, if you have a large sukkah, more than 20 amas high, but the Defanos reaches, remember we saw it on the base, the Defanos reaches the schach, then it's okay. Okay, and if they don't, then it has to be less than 20 amas because we pass like the Rabbanan against Yehuda. Okay, Vikamando Amar, Hilchos HaKirabo. Why?
Why did it say Hilchos HaKarava? Because the HaKol Mili Karav of it. We have Gemaras elsewhere, which indicate that Rabbah did everything Aliba de Rav. Okay, Rabbah did, it's actually Gemara in Shabbos, in the Hanukkah Sugyas, Adav Chof Beis, in Shabbos, tomorrow you'll have the sheets. But the Gemara says Rabbah always followed the sheet of Rav, and, you know, Halacha Kirav, and therefore that's why we pass like Rabbah here. But, says the Ron, despite that, Ba'anan mistabrolon, the Hilchus of Kirava. We assume the Halacha is talking like Rabbah. The Kaimalon, Sukkos Diras Arai Be'inan. Okay, who said we hold Sukkos Diras Arai Be'inan. The Sukkos should be a Diras Arai. Okay, however we define that Diras Arai, the 20 Amos point, or the point of Tosa not letting in the rain, and that rain of Tana we saw. Aleph and Beis, Rabbi Yehuda the Machshir, Sri the Sukkos Diras Kevah Be'inan. And Rabbi Yehuda was Machshir, holds you have to have a Diras Kevah. The last Hilchos of Kevasei, and Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'i hava defanas magil eschach, kol shekein de hava ladiris keva. Remember you asked that last week, Philip. Okay, if the sukkah, how we paskin, I said we get back to how we paskin, remember you asked why did the Gemara say that, you know, comparing sukkah to Hanukkah and to Mavi, why don't we just say we don't paskin that way? Right, so I said it was only a libra de rabba. That's what the Ron is, you asked that, no? So the Gemara, he says, ve'i hava defanas magil eschach, if you hold that the defana, if the defanas will reach the schach, kol shekein d'avad l'diras keva. Okay, that's certainly going to be a diras keva. So we, on Amud Beis, we said that Rabbah, according to Rabbah, the Chacham Ramodeh, that if the schach reaches the sukkah, the schach, the defanas reaches the schach, the sukkah is kshera, because shalta be'ena, and there's no problem of, you know, of that issue there, you can see the schach. But if we hold this, a big nafkami, no, the defanas is still not good. Kol shekein d'avad l'diras keva. But oh, the sugyan beinian sukkah al gabli sukkah kavos the rov shaycha. Okay, there is also another inyan of sukkah al gabli sukkah, which is also like rava. That's a sugya later on. What's going on there again? Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll have all the sheets. But sukkah al gabli sukkah, we actually saw it once before. Referencing something earlier, we saw that. Remember, a guy built a sukkah on top of a sukkah. So it's a question of one being mevatel the other, and the issue there is diras arai being mevatel diras keva. The whole gemara revolves around diras arai and diras keva. Also, Gerais, that's mashma also like Rava. So that's how the Rif paskins that we assume like Rava, and the issue is Diras Keva, Diras Arai. We paskin a chomim that is Diras Arai. Okay. Let's just take a look at the Ran. There are Amud Beis. The Rasa starts at the bottom of an Aleph. First of all, I should just show you, the previous run, okay? Let's look at the previous run. We'll finish up with these runs, and then tomorrow we'll start with the Gemaras and the bottom one on the run. So, let's take a look. Ikaman d'amar hichos ha-karab. You see it in the last, around the bottom of the page. About five lines before the bottom of the page, at least in this edition. Okay? Not like that in your edition? Yeah? Okay. Ikaman d'amar hichos ha-karab. Those two different editions going on around here. Yeah. I told you that was the one time that I had against the Ozuhal. They changed the pagination of the Rif. They went in later volumes, and they came back. I think, you know, the pagination of our show is not as critical, but the pagination of the Rif, a lot of times the references. Anyway, Ikaman Amar Hilchos HaKarava Klomar V'Chol Shetfanas Megillah Schach Afilu Amar Mechav Amak Sheira Da'akim Kol Mil Derav Avid Kisa Perak Bamar Likin the Daf Chabeis. But oh, the Messiah Divrayim Balei Svaras Umishum Derav Be Derabu. So first of all, he says, you know, Rabbah was a generation out of. In fact, Rabbah was one of the rebbeim of Rabbah. Rabbah was the uncle of Rabbi, and was the rebbe of Rabbi and Rabbah. So he says, you know, Rabbah was Abaye was Rabbah's nephew. Rabbah raised Abaye. Abaye and Rabbah were contemporaries, right? We have many times Bachlok is Abaye and Rabbah. They both learned under Rabbah. Rabbah was Abaye's uncle. Abaye was an orphan. Abaye was born an orphan. His father died when the mother was in pregnancy, and the mother died in labor. So Abaye was born an orphan. He was raised by his... I don't know what Abaye's real name was. Abaye is a nickname. Abaye's real name, the Gemara says, Nachmoni. Nachmoni. Abaye, you know, maybe it comes from the word Abba. Sometimes you call a little baby Tatala. You know, in Yiddish we call Tatala. They didn't have a father, unfortunately. The natural father died. They called him Abaye. Some say Abaye is a Rashi Tevis, a Pasuk in Navi. Asher b'chol Yerucham Yosam. an after of Shabbos Shuv, I guess. Asher b'chol Yerucham Yosom. Aleph Beis Yud Yud. The more orphan will find his comfort or his mercy in you, Hashem. Anyways, it's called Abaye. It says Abaye, whose real name is Nachmoni. Very likely name for Rabba's full name is Rabba Bar Nachmoni. So the same family. Anyway, so he was his Rebbe. But he says, the Rav doesn't like this business when he says, Rabba always followed Rav. Yeah, that's Hani Mele B'mai De Pligei Rabba Shmuel. That's when you have a Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. So if we follow Rav, there's no Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel here. Okay? K'nemuch HaChosu B'mai De Amrinu Nami De'en Alokha Damit K'talmid B'mokam HaRav. And that which, how can you pass like Rabba? You're passing out the Talmud, the place of the Rav, his Rebbe. Hanamila kishenechlak imo b'chayo. The kevin shul kibu Rabba dvarav nidchul divrei Talmud. Aruch hashnistalik imalach hamisa lo. Okay? And ad Rabba kamalan hilchus hakebasoi. That machlokas, we don't pasken like a Talmud in the presence of his Rebbe. That's when the Rebbe's alive. The machlokas, when they're alive, then we follow the Rebbe. Because obviously the Rebbe didn't accept the Talmud's reasoning. But if it's something later on, we don't know. Maybe the Rebbe would have heard that reasoning, would have changed his mind. Right? So Adarab, we have Hilchus HaKabasroi. V'afakav d'basroi, Talmidei d'kamoyim, you know. How could you have a principle, Hilchus HaKabasroi? What do you mean Hilchus HaKabasroi? I thought you just said, you don't follow Talmud in the place of the Rebbe. Every Basroi is a Talmud of someone who came before him. So if the Halacha is always like the Rebbe in the place of the Talmud, so then how do you have a principle, Hilchus HaKabasroi? Elamai, what we just said, if it's later on and he didn't hear his reasoning, then we follow him. Okay, and the appears dover zem asaris b'denim and a gaonim. The Ran writes this concept of hilchus kabasroi. It's usually assumed from the days of Rav and Abayan. Bez Hashem, the next sheet, I'll have something from the Prima Gadim where he has in his kolim. Pesukei Tshuva quotes the Prima Gadim has certain kolim, kolim hara. We'll go over that briefly. But anyway, that's this Ran. Let's just do the last Ran. Take a question. Anyway, so the Ran is just explaining why we're not worried about passing Rav against Rav. Finally, the last one, the Kamal and Sukkah says, Rabbi Nebbi, Yehuda, the Matshah, Srila, do his Keva, and it's Pirish, top Aleph from the base. Pirish, Ksav, Zemishum, the Sugin, Rekula, Mechilton, and Pultai, the Yehuda, Rabbanah, and do his Keva, there's Arai, Talia. Like I said before, throughout the Sugya, throughout the Perek, the Machloka seems to revolve on do his Keva, and do his Arai, and he brings various Rayas, okay, some of which we'll see tomorrow, the Balabalamor brings as well, and, let's just this, and finally he says, so I'm going to skip this because we're going to see them tomorrow. And he says at the end, Kulus really, all those that Rabbi Yosha bought, that all these Tanan who held like Rebbe, who held like Rabbi Huda, who held like Deres Harai Binan, Deres Keva Binan, Kulus really, Sukkah Deres Keva Binan, Behani Kirava Asan, Dil the Rabba, the Rabzera, Lo Shamin, Lo Bekulam, Mechilton, Rabbi Huda, Bederes Keva Midi, Tzrei Midar Bonan, Hilchok Naktina Kirava. He said, Rabbi Huda was on that list. Okay? The only thing that's relevant to be on that list is Diras Keva and Diras Arai, and therefore Naktin and Kirava. So that's like that's how we assume Aloha is like Rava. But tomorrow we'll see some more points in the Balamor, and we'll get another continued tour of other sugyas in the first part. Okay? We'll stop over here.